Good morning. Welcome to this Palm Sunday service. With repentant hearts, let us join our Savior's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, hailing him as our eternal King. Yes, we're mindful of the fact that he is our King, the promised Messiah, but we also reminded of the fact that he was sent to be the sacrificial Lamb of God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We begin our worship with these opening responses. When Jesus came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. We begin our hosannas in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. We turn to our Lord and confess our sins. Dear friends, for 6 weeks of Lent, we have been preparing for the celebration of our Lord's Passion. Today we come together to begin the solemn celebration of Holy Week. Jesus entered in triumph into his own town to complete his work as our Messiah, to suffer, to die, to rise again. Let us remember with devotion his entry that culminated at the empty tomb, and let us follow him with a lively faith. United with him by baptism, we share in his resurrection and new life. We come before him, and we say, O holy and most merciful God, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you. I do not deserve to be called your child. Yet you graciously invite me, and I come to you, and for the sake of my Savior I plead, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Go and produce fruits in keeping with your repentance. Amen. Our psalm today is Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine in us. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. We pray. God our Father, we remember how Jesus entered Jerusalem and was welcomed as a king by those who shouted, Hosanna, who spread their clothing, their palm branches in his path. Accept our praise. Listen to our prayers as we rejoice in our triumphant King, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Our first lesson we turn to then is the Old Testament lesson from Zechariah chapter 9. We'll read verses 9 and 10. Our King is gentle, but he comes with power. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your King comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. This is God's word. We now turn to our message for today, coming from Luke chapter 19. In church we have palm branches. Palm branches on the altar. The palm branches, when you think about it, on that first Palm Sunday, Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey. But don't let that donkey fool you. Jesus is our King. And don't let these palm branches just fool you either. These palm branches, they preach a message to us. And today, we're going to take a look at that. We're going to have the palm branches preach. They will teach us that in humility, there is glory. There's glory of the Son of God, the glory of the cross, the glory of forgiveness, the glory of Christ's love. And the palms will also preach to us the fact that in meekness there is might, the might of Jesus' miracles, the might of him as our King, the might of the peace that Jesus brings, and finally, the might of his kingdom. May God bless us in his word today. We turn then to the opening verses of Luke chapter 19. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there with no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' tell them, 'The Lord needs it.'" Well, those who were sent ahead went and found it just as Jesus had told them. As they were untying the colt, the owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." And they brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and they put Jesus on it. The Mount of Olives, where Jesus is at the point where he sends the two disciples to go get the colt, is a short distance down to Jerusalem. But for Jesus, that distance, that journey, started back in Bethlehem. And now it's about to finish in Jerusalem. It's interesting to note, when Jesus sends those two guys out to get the donkey, he tells them, "The Lord needs it." Twice he refers to it. Tell them, if they ask, "The Lord needs it." And sure enough, they did ask, and he says, "The Lord needs it." That was deliberate. Jesus is the Lord of glory. Human words cannot express, and human minds cannot grasp, that Jesus is the Lord of glory, wrapped in humility. In humility, there is glory. The glory, first of all, is the Son of God. Jesus sat on the throne in heaven, but he was born in a barn. He was laid in a manger. Jesus created every drop of water that exists on this earth, but Jesus cries out, "I'm thirsty." Jesus created every tree, and he died on a wooden cross. Jesus created every stone and was buried in a borrowed tomb. The glory of the Son of God and the glory of the cross. A man armed with a vested bomb walked into a bank. He took all that were inside hostages. And among those hostages was a police officer. That police officer willingly allowed himself to be taken captive, knowing that that armed, vested person with a bomb would eventually make a mistake. And he did. And when he let his guard down, that police officer shot him to death, saving the lives of all the hostages. The police officer was given glory for his act. At one time, all humanity was held hostage by sin, by death, the devil. And Jesus willingly came into our world to rescue us, not by shooting someone, but by allowing himself to be shot. That is Jesus' greatest glory, the glory of the cross. And there's also the glory of forgiveness. Try to hold out your arms straight for a moment. And whether it's barely noticeable or you're waving it very violently, your arm is always moving. You cannot hold it still. In His law, God commands us to hold out our arms without moving them at all, to be perfectly still, to be straight and still in our thoughts and our words and our actions. And we can't do it. Whether it's a sin that's barely noticeable or a flagrant foul against His holy will, we simply can't do it. On the cross, Jesus forgave every movement. He forgave every sin, big or small. That's the glory of forgiveness. And then there's the glory of His love. Picture again Jesus standing there at the Mount of Olives. On that Sunday, Palm Sunday, looking down at Jerusalem, knowing what was going to happen to Him on Friday. As He sent His two disciples to get the donkey, it tells us then that the cross was not an accident. Jesus didn't die because He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Jesus didn't die because the Jewish rulers hated Him. Jesus died because of love. He loved you, me. And so what do these palms preach? They preach that there is glory, but also in that humility there is might. Our lesson goes on. As Jesus went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When He came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Bell Starr was one of the few women who was an outlaw in the Old West. She once rode with some very famous gangs and gained widespread notoriety. One day, in a courtroom out there in the West, the judge was trying a case, but he couldn't keep the attention of the courtroom. Even the jurors had wandered from the jury box out to look at the window. What was the source of all the excitement? Belle Starr was riding by on her horse, and everyone in town wanted to catch a glimpse. I imagine that was kind of like the scene on the first Palm Sunday. As Jesus rode into town on the donkey, everyone wanted to catch a glimpse. My friends, don't let that donkey Jesus was riding on fool you. In this act of meekness, there is might. The might of Jesus' miracles. Jesus did miracles to show off. And if you're surprised to hear those words, let me explain. Jesus did miracles to show off His power as true God. To prove there was merit behind His claims that He was the promised Messiah. If Jesus was not God, He could not have been sinless. He could not have followed the law as our substitute. And you and I would still be on the hook to God for all of our sins. And Jesus is a king. His riding in Jerusalem on a donkey had been done before. It happened to two kings centuries earlier, a father and a son. One was a mighty warrior, and the other one was a wise ruler. Who were they? It was King David and his son, King Solomon. David, the mighty warrior. Solomon, the wise ruler. As our king, Jesus is both. As a mighty warrior, He defeated the grim reaper, the roaring lion. This past week, when I was wondering why Art Ginther was not in church on Sunday morning, well, I found out very shortly after that, because he had passed away. The Lord took him to heaven. Immediately I was shocked. I was saddened. My thoughts centered on all the work that he had just done the day before at church, and all the work that he had done prior to the day before. Such a faithful servant of the Lord. Happy and joyful fellow, no matter what was so heavy on his heart, always positive. And the work he did to help us to get into the first building, and now to tie up the loose ends as our second building is being completed. Oh my goodness, it was a shock. Why? But then comes the glory of our Palm Sunday, Lord, and the powerful reminder that the Grim Reaper doesn't have the last word, because death is not the last word. Life is. Art has eternal life, as all of us will have because of our Savior, who is that almighty warrior, the King. As Satan watched Jesus enter Jerusalem on a donkey, and as the crowd laid down a runner with their robes and the palm branches, deep down the devil knew that the gate was up. He knew Jesus was coming to crush his head on Good Friday. Yes, there is might in the humility of our Lord, the peace that he brings. In 1914, Ferdinand rode into the capital of Bosnia. Here he is, riding in a convertible touring car, a fitting ride for a king, and crowds along the boulevard cheered as a motorcade passed. But in reality, Ferdinand was riding to his death. His assassination that took place that day triggered World War I, the so-called war to end all wars. As Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, it was a fitting ride for a humble king. As the crowds cheered, little did they know that 5 days later, Jesus would be dead. But here's the thing. Jesus knew. Jesus knew that his death on Good Friday would end the war between God and man and usher in peace. A peace that the world cannot give. A peace that surpasses all understanding. A peace that lasts forever. The palm branch also teaches this. The might of Jesus' kingdom. The Holy Christian Church. Kingdoms of the world love to display their power and might. I was reminded of that when I was near a couple of Air Force bases and you hear the roar of the F-16s flying overhead. Well, the roar of Christ's kingdom is a gentle whisper of the gospel. It is a little baby being baptized, a shut-in, receiving Jesus' body and blood. It's the joy of hearing those precious words, I forgive you, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These palms preach a powerful sermon. In humility there is glory, and in meekness there is might. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We pray. Lord Jesus, you are the King of heaven and earth. We join those first Palm Sunday worshipers in praising and glorifying you. Thank you for living a life of perfect obedience to God's holy law in our place. Cause our voices to blend with those who sang your praises as you rode into Jerusalem. Move us to confess you before others as our Lord. Use us to assure all people that your blood has cleansed them from sin, set them free from slavery to sin, death, and the devil, and move us to dedicate all that we have to your glory. Lord Jesus, you are the King over all. Bless the nations of this world. Cause all employers to be honest and fair-minded, employees to be diligent and faithful. Be with those who teach and those who learn. Lord, comfort the sick. the afflicted with the assurance of your care and protection, and strengthen the faith of the dying. In your name we pray this, and pray the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And friends, with believing hearts, receive the blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor, give you his peace. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. When we record again, it'll be the joy of Easter morning.